Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we took last week off. Typically what we do is we take the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's, but we took last week off instead. And so we're going to do this show kind of nestled in the middle. It's a Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch sandwich between two off weeks.
Right in the middle, Christmas, you get a little Christmas edition of the show, and we get to talk a little bit about a lot of stuff. I got a butt hurt list in the third segment for the entire year of 2023.
Oh, wow.
2023 butt hurt list.
That's awesome. And we'll go ahead and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And it's been a quick year. Been a good year. But just thankful to be alive and talk sports on the radio.
Yeah, and I'm working on some New Year's resolutions, one of which is, you know, I made this resolution a couple of years ago, a few years back. Kip will probably remember it. But, you know, and it worked out pretty well that year. So I think that I'm going to make the same resolution that I made, gosh, this must have been maybe 2018 or 2019. It worked out pretty well. And so that New Year's resolution is I'm going to attempt to be right a little bit less in 2024.
Good for you.
Oh.
Good for you.
We're going to catch you up on high school football stuff because we haven't done that yet, and I'm going to give you my final edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment.
Next segment. We get to hear this ought to be interesting.
It's the final set for
this year.
You'll
have teams that played for a state championship behind teams that lost in the second round.
You have no faith in the formula.
I have no faith in it. It's your formula. It's your formula. It's kind of similar to the college football formula.
They did email me for the formula, by the way.
Did they?
Yes, the College Football Playoff Committee did, yes.
What, the State Senator Rick Scott emailed you for it in the state of Florida?
Yeah, okay. Those folks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right, so in Division I, Single A, Swainsboro fell to Prince Avenue 49-32.
Just as I predicted. You picked Swainsboro, by the way. Let me remind you of that. Go ahead.
And Single A Division II, Bowdoin and Manchester. Bowdoin nips Manchester 28-27 to win.
I picked Manchester. I was wrong. So did you.
I picked Manchester as well.
You're 0-2. Go ahead.
In Double A, in triple overtime, Pierce upends Rockmart 48-45. It was probably one of the best, if not the best, game of the finals, period.
I'm 2-1. You're 1-2. We both got that one right.
You're keeping score?
Yeah.
Okay. In AAA, Savannah Christian and Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove, 49-28 winners over Savannah Christian.
Cedar Grove's a good football. I can't remember who picked that one. Did we both pick?
I picked Cedar Grove.
I picked Savannah Christian.
I know you did.
So, what?
2-2.
All right.
In 4A, Perry over Stockbridge, 38-27.
I picked Perry.
I picked Perry.
All right.
In 5A, Coffey 31, Creekside 14. Coffey drubbed them.
They did, and they look good doing it. Coffey, their first ever state championship. Congratulations to the Trojans, 15-0 season, and they clearly were the best football team in 5A.
And we had state championships come to Douglas, to Blackshear, and to Tift, as Thomas County Central, 49-28 winners over Woodward Academy, Thomas County Central winning a state championship.
And they were good all season long. Thomasville, city of Thomasville, another state football championship. They've got a lot in that history of that town.
They are not eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10.
45 minutes west of 75.
Not eligible.
Not eligible. You didn't know that, though. I just had to tell you.
I knew they weren't in the.
Yeah, you don't know where Thomasville is, but okay.
Thomasville is west of I-75.
Yeah, okay.
It's over near Cairo.
Yeah, it's over in that area.
Ah!
Okay.
Okay. Have faith in Jason Bishop.
It's hard. Go ahead.
In 7A, Milton, 31-21 winners over Walton. Milton, their second state title in something like 5 years or something.
Yeah, they've been hot here lately.
Yeah, so those are your state championship winners. Prince Avenue, Bowden, Pierce, Cedar Grove, Perry, Coffee, Thomas County Central, and Milton. Congratulations to all of those folks in the GHSA. And don't forget, over in the GISA, Valwood wins a state title, knocking off John Millage.
They did win a state title. Valwood, the Valiant state champions. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely a good job. All right, so next segment we will come back and I will give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football playoffs have ended, and here are your state champions. In Single A Division I, Prince Avenue defeated Swainsboro. Single A Division II, Bowden nipped Manchester. In Double A, Pierce outlasted Rockmart in overtime. In Triple A, Cedar Grove hoisted the trophy. 4A saw Perry knock off Stockbridge. Coffee claimed the 5A crown. In 6A, Thomas County Central rolled to a title. And in 7A, Milton back to the top of the mountain. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Introducing Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright, powered by Colquitt EMC. Sparkling with over 2 million lights and one brilliant holiday wonder after another, including the all-new Carol of the Animals Lake Show, featuring seven towering magical Christmas trees. It's our biggest, brightest, wildest celebration ever. November 18th through December 31st. Get Christmas in all of 2024 with a season pass at wildadventures.com. Right now, save $25 per pass.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we get ready for one last, thank the dear Lord above, one last high school football power ranking segment from Jason Bishop. Man, go ahead. It's your segment. It's your poll. Quit trying to convince people that it's not and it's some sort of formula.
There is a formula.
Just spit it out, man. Let's go.
No, there is a formula. And so I just want to go ahead and tell you that nobody fell out from last week to this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So everybody stayed in, but there might have been some shuffling, right?
Oh, of course there was some shuffling. There's got to be controversy. So no controversy. Go ahead, man. You're going to stir things up. Go ahead. Stir it up.
All right. So at number 10, falling six spots, the Swainsboro Tigers, who lost 49-32 to Prince Avenue in the championship game. They fall six spots from number four.
A state championship loser dropped six spots in a poll.
They were a three-loss team, the only three-loss team that got in the top 10.
But they played for a state championship.
They lost three games.
Wow. Go ahead, man.
At number nine, staying hardcore put right where they are at 11-2. They did not play this week or in the state championship games, but they did lose their last game 45-21 to Rockmart. At number nine, holding strong, the Toombs County Bulldogs.
So you're ranking Toombs County ahead of Swainsboro.
The formula did, yeah.
No, you did, but go ahead, man.
At number eight, also holding strong at number eight. They were there last week. They're there again. They did not play in the state's title round. They lost to Manchester 21-17, their last game of the season. At number eight, the Clinch County Panthers.
See, man, I knew you were going to do this.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You're
ranking teams that got put out 3 weeks ago ahead of teams that lost in the state championship game. Yeah, man, this we're going to revise this poll next year. Go ahead.
And are we?
Yeah, we're revising this garbage.
Okay. At number seven, moving up three spots, losing 49-14 to Prince Avenue a couple of rounds ago. Moving up three spots, Bryan County checks in at number seven. They were 10 last week.
Go ahead, man.
At number six, falling one spot, they did not play. The last game they played, they lost 24-22 to Brookstone in the GISA. Falling from 5-6, the Bullock Academy Gators at number six.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
I mean, you're going to have them in there if they were 5-5.
That's not true.
And played in the title game or were semifinals, they'd be in some sort of rankings. That's just what you do.
That's
go
not
ahead, it. Man.
At number five, moving up two spots, they did not play. Their last game they lost 49-42 to Cedar Grove. At number five, moving up from 7-5, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. They move up.
Swainsboro moves down six spots for losing a state championship game. Keep that in mind, listeners.
At number four, moving up two spots, they also did not play in the state championship
game. Of course they didn't.
They lost 45-21 to Stockbridge. The Benedictine Cadets at number four. Normally, you get excited about the Benedictine Cadets.
Well, I mean, they're probably where they should be. I'm just a little perturbed by the Swainsboro, the disrespect that you've done to these guys.
Okay. Yeah. At number three, holding strong at number three, winning a state championship 48-45 over Rockmart in triple overtime. The Pierce County Bears hold at number three.
Win a state championship and you can't rise in a poll.
It's a tough poll.
Okay. All right.
And then at number two. At number two, with a 42. Now, they didn't play this past week.
Of course.
But they did play in the GISA state championship, and they won.
Valwood ranked ahead of Pierce County.
42-21 over John Millage. Valwood falls one spot to number two. They fall from 1-2, the Valwood Valiants. 42-21 winners over John Millage for a state title.
Okay.
And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, moving up one spot from 2-1 with a 31-14 woodshedding of Creekside, the Coffee County Trojans, the number one team in the final edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
They were the best team in this area, hands down. Coffee County was. You got that right, but Swainsboro should have been ranked fourth. You never rank teams that in a final poll that lost a championship game behind teams that didn't even get there. That's absurd.
Well, let's recap, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
At number 10, the aforementioned Swainsboro Tigers.
Dropped six spots.
At number 9, Toombs. 8, Clinch. 7, Bryan County. 6, Bullock Academy. 5, Calvary Day. What are you laughing at?
At this poll.
5, Calvary Day. 4, Benedictine. 3, Pierce. 2, Valwood. And the number one team in the final edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for 2023, the Coffee County Trojans, the number one ranked team.
Coffee was a good football team, a historic football team. So congratulations to the Trojans for winning that state championship. That was a big deal.
For sure. We've got bowl games to talk about. Kip, before we go to break, I just want to touch base really quick on the 2024 recruiting wars, the early signing day that we just had. Georgia, of course, gets the number one class. Alabama is the number two class. Miami comes in at the number three class. Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Auburn, Oklahoma, Florida State, and Notre Dame are your top 10 classes. Also, just want to make mention that Billy Napier may have saved his job at the University of Florida, landing the 16th class in the country. Bigger news than that is he got that five-star quarterback. Boy, he needed that.
DJ Lagway. I mean, he'll be the guy in Gainesville.
He's out of Texas, right?
Yep.
Will he start over Graham Mertz, do you think?
I don't know. It's going to be – if Florida gets off to a rough start, put him in there. Let him play.
Nebraska jumps all the way to 19 in the rankings after they flipped Dylan Raiola. I was going to say stole, but it's not really stealing because, I mean, Raiola was all over the map.
He was all over the map. Georgia loses Dylan Raiola, still has the number one class in the country.
That's a good point, Kip.
Got K.J. Bolden on signing day from Florida State, by the way.
Yeah, UCF, by the way, they're in the top 35 of recruiting, came in at 32. They landed – some really good players as well.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront, BubbaGarcia's.com, and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The holiday season has arrived, and as always, Cunningham Jewelers is here to make the gift-giving season as easy as possible. Whether your special someone has been nice or naughty, Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect gift no matter your budget. Be sure to have that special someone make their store wish list, which will save you up to 30% on those items. Get into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
This is the segment of the show where Kit Branch is allowed to kind of play in the sandbox. He went and griped the producers and threw himself on the desk and had a temper tantrum, and they gave him the segment just to, I guess, placate him.
Keep me around. That's what management's smart folks. Sometimes they don't get credit, but they're smart.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725, electric, gas, lifted, standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
All right. And so now this is this portion of the show where Kip Branch does his butt hurt segment.
Here we go. You ready for this? We're going to get the little background, the pirate music, since I'm a Brunswick High Pirate. There you go. Number five on the butt hurt list this year. This is the 2023 butt hurt list. You ready?
All right.
Number five, the Los Angeles Angels at Anaheim. You mess around and you have lost Shohei Ohtani, and he's moving 25 miles. He's moving to a new neighborhood. And he's getting paid bukus of money by the Los Angeles Dodgers. And you're going to be in the same media market with the guy that you couldn't win anything with. Period. End of story. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, couldn't win a dang thing.
You say they gave him a buku of money. Well, they won't be giving it to him until he's 50.
Well, he's going to get paid. It's going to be Shohei Ohtani Day as soon as Bobby Bonilla Day expires.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be Shohei Ohtani Day.
He'll just be getting a little bit more than $1 million a year.
Yeah, he'll get, what, $70 million a year? What's he going to get?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Like $70 million a year.
Ouch. That's a nice IRA. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Angels. What are they going to do? They're going to be a bottom feeder this year. Coming up.
We'll see.
Yeah. Number four on the butt hurt list, the Clemson Tigers.
Why?
They had a horrible year in football. St. Dabo doesn't want to use the transfer portal. I'm not bringing in transfers. Well, you know what, Dabo? You're struggling at quarterback. You're struggling just about everywhere. If you'd had a field goal kicker, you'd have beat Florida State early in the season. Dabo, Clemson, butt hurt. Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, those guys ain't walking back through the door.
Not even Taj Boyd.
Not even Taj Boyd. Now you're stuck with Klubnik or whatever his name is.
Kate Klubnik.
Yeah. Clemson, you are what we thought you were, an 8-4 type team.
They are 8-4.
That's what they are.
They're in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Yeah, they're going to play the Kentucky Wildcats.
That's
going
to be a really good game.
That'll be the Paint Dry Bowl. Watching paint dry.
I think it'll be a good game.
Congratulations to Brunswick High standout Devin Smith for signing with the Kentucky Wildcats this week on signing day. So he'll probably be at the Taxler Gator Bowl as well. Number three on the butt hurt list, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, okay.
You lost to Michigan once again. You choked. You can't get anything. You can't get it done. And you're not a very good football team when it matters the most. Your quarterback left. You know, this guy leaves him. What's his name? The quarterback for Ohio State. I can't even think of his name right now. McCord or whatever.
Okay. Your point is?
He just transferred. He got in the transfer portal. Yeah, and he's going too. To Syracuse.
Yeah. Ohio State to Syracuse.
What in the world? Syracuse, you lost to Ohio State, you lost to Michigan 3 years in a row. That alone gets you on the butthurt list, and you got more talent than everybody in the country not named Alabama and Georgia. And you can't get it done.
Okay.
Number two on the butthurt list, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 2023 butthurt list. Braves beat it, the brakes off everybody.
Everybody.
On the way to a, 106 game? How many games?
They won 100 and a bunch.
Yeah, they have best record in baseball. Get in the playoffs, take a week off, and then lose to the Phillies. Lose to the Phillies again.
Again. Second straight year the Phillies have bounced the Braves.
And then you got all the water toters, the Kool-Aid drinkers for the Braves. They were on the air whining about the baseball format.
It is unfair.
We had to take a week off, and we just got bats got cold, and we just played the Phillies with Big Bad. MVP Ronald Acuna and our pitching staff and all these home runs we hit, and we took a week off and we lost to the Phillies, and it's the playoff format's fault.
It is, actually.
Oh my goodness.
I agree with all of that.
Oh my goodness. You sound like one of them crybaby Braves fans, man.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. You knew the format when you were going into the playoffs. You didn't mind taking the week off. Nah, the spin was, we're gonna heal up some bumps and bruises. We're gonna set our pitching staff, give our everyday guys a few days off, and we're gonna be ready, loaded for bear. What do? You lay a big fat egg against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Didn't even get to the fifth game.
Once again, that's what you do.
Didn't get to the fifth game, and if it hadn't been for a heroic catch at the end of game two by Michael Harris, might not have won a game at all.
That's it. I mean, the Braves, they deserve to be on the yearly butthurt list because they folded up like a cheap Walmart tent. That's what they did. Number one on the butthurt list for 2023, the Florida State Seminoles. They went 13-0, got left out of the college football playoff, and then Seminole Nation is just chapped and butthurt. Nobody stepped up and defended the Florida State Seminoles. They're mad. They're seeking a way. They're getting out of the ACC. The ACC commissioner didn't hear nothing from him after the playoff committee
announced
the pick. So, Florida State, we're going to take our ball and we're going to go to the Big Ten. You think you would get in the college football playoff over Ohio State and Michigan? I don't know.
I'm just not really seeing the fit there for Florida State in the Big Ten. It just seems like that the SEC would be a better fit for the Noles. But
we'll see how it plays out. They're looking to leave the ACC.
And I don't know if the SEC is even interested in Florida State or expanding at all. But, we'll see.
The thing that gets me about Florida State, I think you got shafted. I really do. But the way you whined and cried and bellyached about it, oh, woe is me, man, we are just blah, blah, blah. You should have circled the wagons and said, okay, we're going to make the Orange Bowl our national championship game. And what do? All your best players are opting out and they're not going to play. So I don't want to hear anything.
What a great point. Like Central Florida did that year where they got left out of the college football playoff unjustly.
Man, in my segment, hold on. 23 is almost over, but for 2024, I thought we were already clear on this, but I'm going ahead and make it clear one more time. When we're in a Kip Branch segment that I'm running and operating, don't interject Central Florida unless I tell you to.
I mean, I was just making the comparison.
No, I don't want no Central Florida comparisons to nothing, okay? That's a warning going into 2024.
What do you have against Central Florida so much?
You hype them on this show, and you're not going to hype them on my segment. So you already hijacked my segment. So here we go. We're back to Florida State, number one on the butthurt list. If your star players were just, if they were just offended because they got left out of the college football playoff, they would have all circled the wagons and they'd be ready to play Georgia in the Orange Bowl. Nope, what do? They opt out. So there you have it. Butthurt list for 2023. The LA Angels at Anaheim, or whatever you call yourself. Clemson, Ohio State, the Atlanta Braves. Hey, Braves fans, what if a Philly hat gets put under your Christmas tree? And number one, the Florida State Seminoles. There you have it. The Butthurt list for 2023.
It's not a bad list.
Destination for fine dining on St. Simon's.
Hit the wrong
Since
one.
1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick, average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Ho, ho, ho! It's that merry time of year, and you have run out of gift ideas. Here's an idea from jolly old St. Nick. M&B Liquor. Nothing makes the holidays brighter than some good old-fashioned fun. Come check out M&B Liquor's gift table, with all sorts of goodies to make your Christmas time glisten. Tell the friendly staff that you heard this on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, and get a special deal for listeners only. M&B Liquors, off I-95, exit 29. Merry Christmas!
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Gold Coast Golf Cart, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sdhs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now sitting in with me, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. You know, Dr. Sasser, we've had a couple of conversations, you know, all the rage all of a sudden is this tightrope procedure. And we've had a couple of conversations about that pertaining to Brock Bowers
And, you know, today I kind of want to touch on Amarius Mims. For those, just to catch folks up to speed, Amarius Mims played the first three games, high ankle sprain, had the tightrope procedure done, came back and played in the last three games, including the Alabama game. And for those Georgia fans that remember, he left in the Georgia-Alabama SEC championship game with a high ankle sprain. I guess I want to start with Dr. Sasser getting your expertise on when you've had the tightrope procedure done and then you have a high ankle sprain 3 weeks after, give me your opinion on that.
Sure. And I think we've talked a lot about concussions, and not to go down a rabbit hole, but we've talked about people that get a second concussion, and usually it's not that they received a second concussion, they didn't heal from the first concussion. Mm-hmm. So probably Mims didn't get a second high ankle sprain, but he hasn't completely healed from the first high ankle sprain. So now it's symptomatic.
Mm.
So
it's almost like playing basketball. That first time you roll that ankle,
right,
you're going to roll it again if you don't get off the court.
Exactly. Or the hamstring injury. If you don't let the hamstring injury, and they say, oh, he had a recurrent hamstring tear. No, usually it's you never healed completely from the first injury. And so I believe in the tightrope procedure. I've performed the tightrope procedure. I think it works very well, but it's not the panacea for these high ankle sprains. You can't just fix them and then put them back out after a few weeks.
In your opinion, as effective as the tightrope procedure is, and you've explained that, how it just kind of brings everything together and holds it there. Holding it there is one thing. In your opinion, would you say maybe time is still the best healer?
I do. I believe that. And of course, the reason to hold it there is if you have some widening of the ankle, you're using the tightrope to anatomically put the ankle back where it needs to be. But there still needs to be time to allow those ligaments to heal. Because once the ligaments are healed, you really don't need the tightrope anymore. And the tightrope is just a mechanical device. It's a very strong suture and two little cortical buttons, and it will finally fail. I've talked about the whole paperclip model, where if you move a paperclip back and forth, it will finally fail. So will the tightrope. And let's remember, these guys are huge. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're putting a tightrope in my little skinny ankle. I mean, these guys are ginormous, and that's a lot of stress across this mechanical device and across their ankle joint.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. In the Amarius Mims case, Dr. Sasser, where he has a tightrope, he comes back, and then he has to leave the game with a high ankle sprain, which is what the surgery was meant to, I guess, alleviate or fix. He's got NFL aspirations. Is this something that scouts and NFL teams should look at as a possible red flag for Amarius Mims?
Well, and it definitely, anytime any of these patients have had, any of these players, excuse me, have had injuries, that goes down on during their combine. I mean, during the combine, we all watch them run the 40 and bench press and do all those things. But actually, there's a lot that goes on behind closed doors where every single candidate for the combine gets looked at by multiple physicians. We do x-rays, we look at their medical records, we discuss with other sports medicine physicians if it's their back, we bring in spine surgeons, and so that affects their grade and where they are drafted. So if you have somebody like a David Pollock who goes through Georgia and has no injuries, he's a high grade, there's no issues. But if you've had an injury, they will focus on that. And if you have an injury and now you're back to 100%, then that's great. But from my standpoint, if I were him, I would make sure I was well healed.
Yeah. And of course, you would know, being a former doctor on the Kansas City Chiefs staff.
Right.
So you're familiar with all that entire process. So with with him now having the tightrope procedure done, spraining the ankle again, in your expertise, once that thing does get the right time to heal, goes back to 100%, is this a possibility in your medical opinion that it could be a recurring thing with him, or is he going to be, probably not?
Probably not. I think a lot of times once these ligaments heal and they're strong, that shouldn't be an issue. I think for this is not really a recurrent injury. It's just it wasn't given the amount of time to heal. And he probably, I'm not going against his medical team, which is very well trained. I'm just saying that probably he was doing great and they had him out practicing, no problems. But it just didn't fall under that time frame to allow for full healing. And he's such a big guy, and just one twisting mechanism, you know, basically made it symptomatic again. So I would recommend giving it more time to heal. Honestly, probably not going to the bowl game and focusing on the NFL.
Yep. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Ho, ho, ho! It's that merry time of year, and you have run out of gift ideas. Here's an idea from jolly old St. Nick. M&B Liquor. Nothing makes the holidays brighter than some good old-fashioned fun. Come check out M&B Liquor's gift table with all sorts of goodies to make your Christmas time glisten. Tell the friendly staff that you heard this on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, and get a special deal for listeners only. M&B Liquors, off I-95, exit 29. Merry Christmas!
The holiday season has arrived, and as always, Cunningham Jewelers is here to make the gift-giving season as easy as possible. Whether your special someone has been nice or naughty, Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect gift no matter your budget. Be sure to have that special someone make their store wish list, which will save you up to 30% on those items. Get into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of our show is brought to you by Gold Coast Golf Cart, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Wild Adventures.
Ring in the new year with your family without staying up too late at Wild Adventures Family First Night Celebration on December the 31st. Celebrate 2024 with an amazing New Year's Eve fireworks spectacular set to music beginning at 8 p.m. Fireworks viewing is included with your park admission or your season pass. Get your best price on your season pass or daily ticket when you buy now at wildadventures.com.
It is true, though, that Central Florida did do that when I was talking earlier in the show. that, you know, they didn't get invited to the college football playoff, but then they circled the wagons, and I forgot even who they played. It doesn't matter
because they beat Auburn.
They trounced Auburn.
Yeah, they beat Auburn.
Yeah, and so they've got a banner in their stadium, national champions.
They
whatever
were the Walmart cardboard trophy national champions of 2017.
Speaking of Central Florida, they will play in the Gasparilla Bowl against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I love this matchup. Good year for Tech. You know, some aspirations left for Central Florida to get a little better. They really rallied in the second half of the season to get bowl eligible. Good job, Gus Malzahn. I'll take Central Florida here in the Gasparilla Bowl.
You know, when Georgia played Georgia Tech Thanksgiving weekend, Tech had a lot of team speed in that football game. I was impressed with Tech and what they've done and the strides they've made. I'm going with Georgia Tech. I think they're going to be a pretty good football team next year and beyond.
Okay. Same with Central Florida, too.
Whatever, dude.
Arkansas State versus Northern Illinois in the Camellia Bowl. Give me Arkansas State.
Okay.
Troy versus Duke in the Birmingham Bowl. I'll take Troy in this game.
Yeah, Duke's coach left, quarterback left, so I'll take Troy, too.
Georgia State versus Utah State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Georgia State started out on fire. They were like 5-1, something like that. They ended up 6-6. Didn't play well down the stretch. Give me Utah State.
Utah State, it's out in the elements. It's cold out there, Georgia State. Not used to playing in that kind of weather.
James Madison versus Air Force. Give me James Madison here. I like them.
I like James Madison, too.
That's the Armed Forces Bowl. South Alabama versus Eastern Michigan. This might be the worst bowl matchup.
I'll take South Alabama.
It's the 68 Ventures Bowl, and I'll take South Alabama as well over in Mobile, Alabama. Bet you didn't know that, did you?
Okay.
Did you?
I mean, I know where South Alabama is. So but do I. Yeah, go ahead.
Utah versus Northwestern in the Las Vegas Bowl. Give me Utah.
I'll take Utah.
Yeah. Coastal Carolina versus San Jose State in the Hawaii Bowl. Give me Coastal Carolina.
I like Coastal Carolina, too.
Bowling Green versus Minnesota in the Quick Lane Bowl. Give me Minnesota.
Me, too.
Texas State versus Rice in the Who Cares Bowl. It's actually the First Responder Bowl.
I'll take Rice.
I'll take Rice, I guess, because of JT Daniels.
Yeah.
Is he coming back?
His football career is over because of concussions.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He had to medically retire from football.
I hate that for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Kansas versus UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Give me Kansas.
I'll take Kansas as well.
Virginia Tech versus Tulane in the Military Bowl. I'll take Tulane here.
Yeah, Tulane's not a bad football team.
That's right. North Carolina versus West Virginia. I love this matchup. Two old school rivals getting a chance to play each other once again in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Give me West Virginia here.
I'll take North Carolina.
Okay. In the Holiday Bowl, 15 Louisville against USC. On paper, USC's the better team, I guess. But Louisville's ranked. I don't know. Flip a coin. I'll take USC.
I'll take USC because they can score points.
That's a good point. Texas A&M at number 20 or versus number 20, Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl. Give me Texas A&M here.
Yeah, I'll take A&M, see what they made of.
Yeah, I agree. And number 24, SMU versus Boston College in the Fenway Bowl.
Boston College, Fenway Bowl at Fenway Park. Are you kidding me?
Boston College. I'll take SMU. Are you really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take Boston College. Rutgers versus Miami in the Pinstripe Bowl. Rutgers, kind of a home game, sort of. I'll take Miami.
Yeah, I'll take Miami, too.
Okay. 18 NC State versus 25 Kansas State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The Pop-Tarts Bowl. What are we doing, y'all?
And crackers. Give me NC State.
What are we doing? I'll take NC State as well. 14 Arizona versus 12 Oklahoma in the Alamo Bowl. You know what? Give me Arizona here.
Give me Arizona. I think they want to be there more than Oklahoma does.
Agreed. 22 Clemson versus Kentucky. We talked about this game a little bit earlier in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. I'll take Clemson. They won four straight to close out the season.
Give me Kentucky.
Okay. I saw you wavering there.
Yeah.
19 Oregon State versus 16 Notre Dame in the Sun Bowl. Give me the Fighting Irish.
Yeah. DJ transferred again, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Wow. Okay.
Memphis versus Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl. Give me Memphis.
Memphis not a bad team. I'll take Memphis.
Number 9, Mizzou at or versus number 7, Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. I know that Ohio State probably feels a little dejected to be there. Missouri is probably ecstatic to be there. I still think Ohio State's got more talent.
I'll take Missouri simply because Ohio State has a lot of people, has hit the portal. That's starters.
True. That's true.
And opt-outs. So give me Mizzou.
It would be a big win for the Missouri program.
It would in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
I read some article that said that Missouri sold out their allotment of tickets in like 30 minutes.
For wow.
The,
for okay.
The Cotton Bowl.
So you know the fan base is excited to be there.
Right.
11, Ole Miss versus 10, Penn State in the Peach Bowl. This is going to be a huge mismatch. Penn State can't score. Ole Miss does nothing but score but doesn't play defense. I look for Ole Miss just to run the gauntlet here. They blow out Penn State.
I think they just hammer Penn State. Penn State's offense is like, it's like watching paint dry.
If you can't score, you can't beat Ole Miss, right?
No, right.
Okay. Auburn versus Maryland. Give me Auburn here.
Yeah, little Tua's brother opted out, so I'll take Auburn.
Right, Music City Bowl, that is. In the Orange Bowl, number 6, Georgia versus number 5, Florida State. Write this down. The Georgia Bulldogs are going to woodshed the Florida State Seminoles.
I just want to win.
They're going to woodshed them. This is going to be something like 56-7.
Kirby's mad about this playoff scenario. I mean, it hadn't been documented, but Kirby was aggravated, too, that Georgia got left out.
Toledo versus Wyoming. Give me Toledo in the Arizona Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
Is that who you're picking?
Yeah, I mean, if I need a nap, I'll watch that game.
Wisconsin versus LSU and the ReliaQuest Bowl. Give me LSU.
I'll take LSU.
Number 17, Iowa versus 21, Tennessee in the Citrus Bowl. Iowa can't score. Tennessee can score, sort of. I'll go Tennessee.
All right, I got Tennessee.
23, Liberty versus number 8, Oregon. Oregon is going to dismantle Liberty.
This is a mismatch. Mismatch. Oregon's going to kill them if they come ready to play.
Number 4, Alabama. Number 1, Michigan in the Rose Bowl. We talked about mismatches. Did you see the Michigan room at the college football playoff unveil when they announced that Michigan had to play Florida State? Or, excuse me, Michigan had to play Alabama. What happened to the room for Michigan?
I'm going to pick Michigan.
I'm taking Bama. I can't believe you're going Michigan.
I'm going Michigan. I think that they are, you know, Texas and Washington. They're playing as well, so I'll take Texas in that game. And then we got a Texas-Michigan national championship.
Texas and Washington, I will take Texas in that game in the Sugar Bowl.
So all I had to do was hit the ball.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football playoffs have ended, and here are your state champions. In Single A Division 1, Prince Avenue defeated Swainsboro. Single A Division 2, Bowden nipped Manchester. In Double A, Pierce outlasted Rockmart in overtime. In Triple A, Cedar Grove hoisted the trophy. 4A saw Perry knock off Stockbridge. Coffee claimed the 5A crown. In 6A, Thomas County Central rolled to a title. And in 7A, Milton, back to the top of the mountain. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery.
Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Introducing Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright, powered by Colquitt EMC. Sparkling with over 2 million lights and one brilliant holiday wonder after another, including the all-new Carol of the Animals Lake Show, featuring seven towering magical Christmas trees. It's our biggest, brightest, wildest celebration ever. November 18th through December 31st. Get Christmas in all of 2024 with a season pass at wildadventures.com. Right now, save $25 per pass.